Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 automation lesson for drum and bass, and we're building something that's way more useful than the typical white noise going up. This is the Glue Jungle Riser, a riser made from your actual break or drum bus audio, pushed into warm tape style grit, controlled with a glue, and animated with tight automation so it builds tension without turning into painful fizz. The whole point is that it sounds like it belongs in the same record as your drums, because it literally comes from them. Before we touch any devices, let's set up the source the right way. Option A, and this is the best for actual glue, resample your drums. Group your drums into a drum bus group, like break, tops, percussion, whatever is driving the groove. Now create a new audio track called Riser Source. Set audio from to your drum bus group. Arm it, record 8 to 16 bars leading into your drop. If you want the riser to carry a bit of the whole mix character, you can also record by choosing resampling from the master, but be careful, that can bring bass and other stuff you might not want. For most ENB, I want this riser to stay out of the sub region. We're going to high pass it anyway, but starting clean helps. Option B is classic jungle. Use a chopped break that's already audio, like an Amen or a Think. Just make sure it's warped properly. And quick tip, Complex Pro can smear breaks. If you want grit and transient integrity, try Beats mode first. The riser should feel like it's made of drums, not like it's made of fog. Now create the actual riser lane. Duplicate that recorded audio to a new track called Glue Riser. Highlight an 8 or 16 bar region and consolidate it so it's one clean clip. Seed MD or Control J. That matters, because you're about to automate a bunch of stuff, and it's way easier to manage when you're not dealing with a pile of little clip edges. Think about arrangement like a DNB producer, not like a sound effects designer. Here's a great shape. Bars 1 through 8. Steady build. Subtle saturation, gentle filter movement. Bars 9 through 14. The tension curve gets steeper, more drive, more squeeze. Bars 15 and 16. Choke and lift. The sharp move and the tiny gap that makes the drop feel huge. This chapter approach is important. People don't just react to the endpoint of the riser. They react to acceleration. The rate of change is your real tension control. Now let's build the device chain. All stock Ableton. On the Glue Riser track, in this order, EQ8, Auto Filter, Saturator, the Glue, Drum Bus if you want it, Hybrid Reverb and Utility. And teacher note, as you automate drive and compression, don't mistake loudness for excitement. Try to keep perceived level relatively steady. If it only feels better because it got louder, you're going to overcook the distortion and the drop won't feel like a real step up. Level match your stages. Your ears will lie to you if you don't. Let's start with EQ8, because this is where you decide whether your saturation becomes warm or brittle. Put a high pass on, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 70 to 110 Hz. Choose the number based on your source. If the break is thick, go higher. The whole philosophy is, keep subs out so the drop sub arrival is dramatic. If your break is already crispy, do a gentle dip, 2 to 4 dB somewhere around 3 to 6K, wide enough that it doesn't sound like a notch, just a soft spike. And if you want that tape belly feeling, try a wide bump, just 1 to 2 dB, around 150 to 250 Hz. Wide Q, subtle. We are feeding the saturator a sweet spot, because saturators exaggerate what you feed them. If you feed it harsh highs, you get harsh distortion. If you feed it controlled mids and upper bass, you get weight and warmth. Now auto filter the main sweep and a big part of the jungle energy. Set it to LP24. Classic. Set drive to somewhere like 2 to 6 dB. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.45. Be careful. Too much resonance turns into that screaming whistle, especially in the 2 to 6K zone, and it's painful fast. Now automate the filter frequency over the length of the riser. Start around 600 to 1.2K. And rise toward 12 to 18k by the end. But do not draw a perfect straight line. Do a non-linear curve. Gentle movement early, steeper late. Bars 1 to 8 should almost feel like is it even moving. Bars 9 to 12 should feel like it's starting to lift. Bars 13 to 16 is where it should noticeably accelerate. Also automate resonance slightly up in the last two bars, like 0.25 to 0.4. And automate filter drive up near the end, like 2 dB to 6 dB. That creates urgency without relying only on brightness. Now saturator, where we get the tape style grit without external plugins. Set saturator to soft sign to start. That's your warm option. Analog clip is great too, but it can get aggressive faster. Turn on soft clip. Turn on color. For the color controls, try bass +1 to +3, depth 2 to 5 and frequency around 150 to 300 Hz. Set drive somewhere like plus 4 dB to begin. Then automate drive rising across the riser, maybe up to plus 9. But here's the pro move. In the final one bar, dip the drive slightly, like 9 down to 7, while the filter drive and resonance are getting more intense. That dip stops the last moment from turning into a harsh square wave crunch. You keep the heat, but you avoid the brittle edge right at the moment you need maximum impact. And keep an eye on output. Trim the output so the perceived loudness stays roughly stable. Again, delta loudness. We want the riser's excitement to come from density, motion, and tension. Not from it's just louder now. Now the glue. This is where the riser starts to breathe like it belongs to the drum groove. Set attack to 3 milliseconds. Release to auto or 0.3 seconds. Ratio 4:1. Turn makeup off. Turn soft clip on. Now set the threshold. So in the loudest section you're seeing about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. And then automate threshold slowly downward through the riser, so it squeezes more as you approach the drop. Early on, maybe 1 to 2 dB of reduction. By the end, 5 to 7 dB, depending on how intense you want it. If your riser starts sounding like a flat hiss, your compression is probably eating your transients. Quick fix, slightly lengthen attack, even 1 to 3 milliseconds more, or back off the threshold while pushing saturation slightly instead. Saturation can add density without flattening movement as much as compression does. Here's an advanced option that's worth it. Parallel it. Group your chain into an audio effect rack and make a dry chain and a wet chain. Dry chain is mostly just EQ and filter movement. Wet chain has the heavy saturation and the glue. Then automate the chain volume so the wet chain comes up in bars 13 to 16. That keeps the break identity early, and it gets dirtier and more squeezed late. It's one of the best ways to stop your riser from turning into generic noise. Next, drum bus. Optional but powerful. Keep it controlled. Drive maybe 2 to 8%. Boom usually off. If you do use boom, set it around 120 Hz and keep it low. Transients anywhere from minus 5 to plus 5, depending on if you want it punchier or more smeared. Damp around 10 to 30% to tame top hash. And don't automate device on and off if you can avoid it, because it can click. Automate drive or transients instead. Now hybrid reverb. Pick plate or chamber. Set decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds, and automate it. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 10k. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. Mix around 8 to 20%, also automated. Here's the DNB trick. As you approach the drop, increase mix and maybe decay a bit, so the space blooms. Then in the last eighth note, or last quarter of a bar, slam the reverb mix down to zero, or hard cut the tail. That micro contrast is everything. It creates a clean hole, so the drop transient punches through like it's twice as big. Now utility for final size control. Automate width, from about 80 to 100% up to 120 to 140 by the last bar. And you can automate gain slightly, like plus 1 or plus 2 dB, but only if you're not already pushing levels. One more pro move. In the very last bar, bring width down a bit, like 140 down to 110 right before the drop. Then when the drop hits and your main elements come in, it feels wider by comparison. It's a psychoacoustic trick, and it works. Now optional pitch tension, and this can sound extremely jungle if you do it right. Since we're working with Audino, you can automate the clip transpose. Try warp mode tones or texture. Automate transpose from 0 up to plus 7 semitones over the riser. If you're in texture, you can move grain settings a bit for that strained, edgy lift. Keep it subtle so the break character remains recognizable. Another option is frequency shifter after saturator. Set it to ring mod for subtle weirdness, or single sideband for more intensity. Automate fine from 0 up to about 30 Hz. Tiny movement creates unease. Now let's talk about the secret sauce. The pre-drop choke. At the end of your riser, you want it to hand off cleanly to the drop. So choose one of these. Cut the audio so there's a tiny silence, like a 16th note or even an 8th note before the drop. Or slam the auto filter down super fast in the last 16th, like a quick low pass snap. Or automate utility gain to negative infinity for 30 to 80 milliseconds before the drop. That tiny gap makes the drop hit absurdly hard. It's not optional. It's one of the most reliable bigger drop tricks in DNB. Now, a quick set of advanced coaching notes that will level this up. First, use micro automation instead of perfect LFOs for tape instability. In the last two bars, draw little imperfect, non-repeating wiggles on one parameter only. Saturator drive is a great one, or auto filter frequency. If you can clearly hear it as a wobble, is too much, you want tape 2, not dubstep wobble. Second, if saturation creates splashy fizz around 6 to 10k, DS the distortion, not the source. Put multiband dynamics after saturation and lightly compress only the high band, or do a gentle high shelf tilt down. Keep the grit, lose the brittle edge. Third, commit early. Once the movement is feeling right, resample or freeze and flatten the riser. Print it, then do final shaping on the printed audio, fades, clip gain, one more EQ, maybe a limiter. This is how you stop chasing 12 lanes of automation and start making record-like decisions. And if you want an advanced variation, dual time constant glue, put two glues in series. Glue A is slower release, light gain reduction for density. Glue B is faster release, tiny gain reduction for rhythmic breath. Automate only glue a threshold upward through the build. Keep glue B mostly static, so the groove doesn't collapse. Now, finishing move, save it as a reusable rack. Select your devices and group them into an Audino effect rack. Map a few macros, filter frequency, saturator drive, glue threshold, reverb mix, utility width. Then save it to your user library as Glue Jungle Riser Tape Grit. Here's your quick practice assignment, and it's designed to make you actually internalize the automation flow.